You're listening to SBS News. Greater Brisbane is in lockdown for 3 days after 4 new locally acquired cases emerged. This includes the Ipswich, Logan's, Redlands, Moreton and Brisbane local government areas. 2 of the new cases are linked to a recent cluster, and one of them had been infectious when he visited the central Queensland city of Gladstone from the 25th to the 27th of March. Masks are now mandatory indoors in Greater Brisbane, and in other parts of the state they need to be worn inside where people can't socially distance. They're compulsory on public transport right across the whole state. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the lockdown will see schools close from Tuesday, and people in Greater Brisbane can only leave their homes for essential reasons like grocery shopping, medical care and exercise.
This is a huge job now that we have to do because we've got more of this community transmission. I know this will mean some disruption to people's lives, but we've done this before and we've got through it over those 3 days in the past. And if everyone does the right thing, I'm sure that we will be able to get through it again.
Queensland Health advises anyone who was in the Greater Brisbane area on or since March 20 but has since left must follow the same lockdown rules, irrespective of their location. The Chief Executive of the Restaurant and Catering Association of Australia, Wes Lambert, says the lockdown is a crushing blow to the hospitality sector across southeast Queensland.
Queensland is about 18% of the restaurant, cafe, catering market nationally. And so with 3 days of lockdown to takeaway only, we certainly expect up to $50 million in revenue will be lost and about $15 million in produce could be lost. So we certainly will be calling upon the state and federal government for potential stimulus.
2 of the other new locally acquired cases in Queensland travelled to Byron Bay over the weekend. A nurse working in a COVID-19 ward and her sister made the trip before they tested positive. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the sisters have made the job easier for contact tracers because they checked in at the Byron Bay venues.
They did check in through their QR codes, and health has been and is in the process of contacting everybody at those venues. So it just goes to show how important those QR codes are. It will mean that we can keep living a relatively normal life in New South Wales, notwithstanding what's happening in Queensland, so long as people do the right thing and check in.
The lockdown is being imposed just a few days before the Easter school holidays. Premier Berejiklian says she's keeping the border open, but is advising against travel to Queensland.
We are not shutting down our border. In relation to Easter, we recommend people who were considering going to Greater Brisbane change your plans, and also consider changing your plans if you were travelling anywhere in Queensland, because we understand there have been some cases or potential cases outside of Greater Brisbane and throughout broader Queensland. So our message to everybody in New South Wales who was considering going to Greater Brisbane over Easter is please change your plans. If you're going to broader Queensland, again, consider changing your plans given there have been cases elsewhere in Queensland.
Western Australia is reintroducing a hard border with Queensland, while Victoria has classified Greater Brisbane as a red zone. The declaration means Victorians now in Greater Brisbane can apply for a permit to return to Victoria, but have to go into home quarantine for 14 days. South Australia has introduced a hard border with Queensland, and Premier Stephen Marshall says for those who are permitted to return, they'll need to quarantine.
Essentially, only South Australian residents, essential workers and people permanently relocating for work will be permitted into South Australia. They'll be required to do 14 days of quarantine.
The Northern Territory, the ACT and Tasmania have also imposed restrictions. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.